A crowd of people from Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Sturgis, and Detroit that greets the 40 residents from Kent County as they reach their destination to Michigan's state capital. The group is organized by the immigrant-led movement Movimiento Cosecha GR. Kent County resident Sergio Cira Reyes holds a sign that reads, "Walking to Drive." He says the pilgrimage is meant to raise awareness about the need to offer driver's licenses for undocumented residents in Michigan.
Because in Michigan, the undocumented immigrants that are living here can no longer get licenses like they used to be able to do in 10 years ago.
In 2008, Michigan passed a law that required all applicants of a personal ID card or a driver's license to have legal status. The only group that is currently exempt from this requirement are individuals who have deferred action status, known as Dreamers. The journey to Lansing took the 40 individuals 5 days to complete. Rhonda Stewart from the Bronson Park encampment in Kalamazoo made the journey on a wheelchair. In August, Stewart and a dozen of other families were required to vacate the park after city officials banned people from staying in the park overnight. Movimiento Cosecha Kalamazoo was one of the key organizations that joined Stewart in organizing against the city proposal.
"Well, I made a commitment to my people, whether I walk or not, I'm going to come."
In the summer of 2017, two bipartisan bills were introduced to the House that would issue driver's licenses and state ID cards to undocumented individuals. The bills have not left the committee. Michelle Jokishbolo, WGVU News.
Support for Mutually Inclusive comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.